the height of the fire, we had approximately 50 firefighters, 8 fire engines, specialist equipment and machinery, and you can see how significant it is in the confined space that we've got to work with to be able to tackle the fire in the way we had. What was interesting that we got here, the first fire engine was here in 4 minutes, which enabled us to put an assertive attack on the fire and prevent fire spread from the surrounding buildings. I mean, the cathedral's quite a way away, and you know, there were some flats that were occupied, and we had to evacuate approximately 30 people from 9 flats. So that's been dealt with as it is now, but we're more worried about, once we've got the people out of the buildings, is about protecting the city of Canterbury from the fire spread. But as you can see from behind me, there's still smoke in the area. So anybody watching this, you know, please be mindful, if you're coming into Canterbury, there's going to be slight wispy smoke, but also you're going to have restricted access to the high street. One of our priorities is to deal with this as quickly as we can to return Canterbury to normality. We will be making an assessment on the air every hour, and we will try and reduce the number of fire engines that we've got in due course.